Welcome back to the Spiritual Successful Podcast. I'm your host, Jenna Zweigel, and today we're going to talk about dealing with loss and hardship and things that go wrong, or basically when shit hits the fan, right? So I want to talk about that today because I think it's so important to know what to do when something bad happens. Like, how do you get back on track? How do you get recentered? How can you get your mojo back after something maybe catastrophic happens in your life, right? So I want to talk about that. I think that's so important that we have to know, we have to have like a protocol, you know, like not everything's always going to go our way. Not everything's always going to be rainbow sunshine. You know, you're not always going to be on the up and up. You're going to have some bad days. You're going to have setbacks. You're going to have obstacles along the way. Entrepreneurship, especially, is a roller coaster. And so is trading. Honestly, like I've been trading, I've been crushing it, but I lose sometimes, you know, I lose sometimes. We all lose sometimes. And it's not always great. Not everything is always good. And it's hard sometimes to get ourselves out of the lows once we get hit there, right? So I'm gonna give you an example. I was trading and we had this catastrophic. So Bitcoin, right? Bitcoin pumped to 100K. Like past that, it went to, I think, 104 or something is the all-time high. And it was just like a straight green candle straight up. And everyone was like, oh my God, it's happening. And that for me is like the most scariest time to buy when it's at an all-time high. I understand like the trading world says the trend is your friend. But no, for me, like I get freaked out by buying when it's shooting up like that because I feel like, I guess it's my trust issues, you know, honestly, underlying. Because when is the rug pull going to happen? I'm always thinking like, okay, if it's this up, it's going to come crashing down. And it's kind of crazy. This was December 5th when this happened. But I told my group in Telegram, I'm like, nobody trade today. Like today, it's going to go up, but it's going to come crashing down. I feel in my gut like it's going to be a massacre. I literally felt that. I don't know. I heard a rumor about it and I was like, yeah, like Bitcoin's not always going to be up. You know, like that's insane to think that it's just going to pump forever. Like it doesn't work like that. Everything's in cycles. Life is in cycles. Seasons change. Things are supposed to be up and down. Like that's how it is, right? But so what happened was then after it pumped, it tanked all the way back down to 91,000 within seconds. Like that was a whale of a move. You know, big investors came in and literally rug pulled everybody. Like, and then just bam, just like that, Bitcoin crashed. And so anybody that was in the buys because they're buying with the trend or whatever just got rug pulled, massacred. And so I told my whole group, nobody trade today. But here's what happened. Here's what happened to me. I'm going to be so honest. Like I will tell you guys the truth, even if it's ugly. Because it's important because there's so much to learn when things happen. So for me, I never trade when it's like that because of my reasons I just said. It just freaks me out. Honestly, I'm like, no, it's going to come down. There's no way it's going to stay up, right? I never trade like that. Well, we had a trade alert come in, a friend of mine who's a good trader. You know, he has a good percentage like on his portfolio, whatever, up 40%, something like that. Maybe it's 20 now. But there's something around there. I don't know. I took his trade instead of mine. I didn't trust myself. I don't know why, but he made me just have FOMO, like fear of missing out. He's like, look, it's going to 110K. And so he calls a buy at 103K. You know, F it. Let me just try it. YOLO, right? Let me just YOLO. In here, against my better judgment, against my trading plan I would normally do, against all common sense, like with how I always trade, right? Like I was just like, let me just gamble. Like, what a dumb mistake. And so I placed a one lot trade, which is already too high. Like I already knew. As soon as I did it, I knew it was a mistake. And some reason I doubled down on my mistake and I made it worse and worse and worse for myself because I'm like, well, I took his trade up here. Let me try to hedge it. You know, eventually it's going to have a little pump and then I'm going to get out of this mess, you know? And it didn't happen. In fact, it did the exact opposite. It went down and continued to go down. It went so far down that it completely just blew out all my trades. Boom, closed instantly. And it was a huge loss for me. And now, like, luckily I took profits out before this, you know, and I put money in different places, and it wasn't like my life savings or anything. I think people have done that, you know, like, thankfully it wasn't like that, but you know, it still sucks. Like, it still sucks. I worked my way up. I ramped this account up. I took bad advice, really. I took some bad advice and I trusted it over myself, over my trading plan, over my own strategy. And why? I don't know why. I guess greed. Greed got the best of me. Instead of just listening to the inner voice inside that says, don't do it. Don't do it. I did it anyways. And I paid the consequences, you know, of it. So that definitely hurt my account. You know, it hurt my record of wins. It hurt my P&L, all that. So, like, you know, my first thing that happened, I'm like in the middle of cooking dinner and I see this red candle shoot straight down like a rocket. I'm like, oh my God, this is bad. I was just shocked. At first I was shocked. And then I was just kind of like in denial. That didn't just happen. Let me refresh my screen. You know, like, just like, no way that just happened. And what's crazy is, like, I knew it was going to happen. I warned everybody, don't trade today. I already knew. I knew instinctively this was going to happen. And I went against my own advice. And so I was just in shock. And then I was in grief for a minute. Like, wow, just, I can't believe that just happened. And it hurts, you know, it hurts because I'm now set back instead of moving forward. And then after that, it was like I went through anger. Why did I do that? You know, mad at myself, mad at this guy that gave me bad advice. I'm like, how's, like, just angry, you know, like, how's he expert? How's he an expert calling this trade? This is a terrible trade. And I was just pissed, you know. And I'm like, but then I'm really just mad at myself. And then, of course, my, like, early life trauma starts kicking in all at the same time. You know, like, you know better than trust no man. Look at you trusting a man again. Of course, this is going to happen to you. It happens every time. I'm looking for the evidence, right? Like, all the things are just coming out. And I'm like, dang, I should have known. I should have known better. And it's not even the first time this has happened to me. This is the second time this has happened to me. And I know the rules of the game and I didn't listen anyway. And how many times are you in life where you know that you're supposed to do something and you don't do it, or you do something you know you're not supposed to do and you pay the consequences of it, right? You know, and it took me a few to kind of just accept it, right? I had to get to a point of acceptance. Okay, this is what happened. I need to process it. I need to just take a little bit of time off and think about what just occurred and how can I prevent this from happening again. And immediately it was like I had all the doubts rush in my head. Maybe I'm not a trader. Maybe it's not for me. You know, maybe this is too risky. Maybe crypto is a scam. Maybe it is a Ponzi scheme. Maybe this, that. All the doubts, all the fears just came rushing in. And I'm like, did I just get lucky this whole time? How did I just get lucky this whole time? And then, you know, all this happened. I'm having like all these fears and doubts and things happen in my life. So, you know, we start to think like we have to reevaluate everything. And I'm like, but I don't want to give up on this. I don't want to quit. I don't want to accept these fears and these limiting thoughts that are now coming into my head because I had an obstacle. I had a setback. I had something bad happen. I had a loss, you know? And so I had to like get those thoughts out of my head and understand that, yes, mistakes were made, but that doesn't define me and that doesn't define where I'm going. And that doesn't, you know, just dissolve my goal altogether. Like, I can't accept that. I can accept a loss, but I cannot accept being defeated. And so the last thing is just, what are the lessons that I can get out of this? Okay, so I'm thinking about it, just reflecting on everything. Okay, I was over leveraged. Okay, that's the first mistake. My lot sizes were way too big, right? So, you know, and I'm just evaluating all the little things that are happening. This is just my recent loss in my life. Like, I've had other losses in my life as well that I've had to go through. And I'm sure those are probably way more relatable than trading. If you're not a trader, you're like, ah, okay, this is why I don't do Bitcoin. But I mean, if you think about loss in your life and the things you've had to go through, maybe trusting somebody that has given you no good reason to trust them and they just keep lying to you and you keep believing them because you're a good person and you're vulnerable and you want it to be true even though it's not, you know, like trying to keep your heart open when it wants to close, you know, like dealing with being betrayed and burnt by people. Like, that's real life. How do you get your mojo back after that? My mentor used to say this: you can either react to a situation or you can respond to it. Now, if you're reacting to a situation, you're giving your power away. You know, you're not really, you're not responding about, like, you're not just saying, okay, this is what is, and this is what I'm going to do, and this is the pivot that I'm going to take, and this is how it's going to be, right? If you react, it's kind of like you don't really have that thought process. It just, an explosion happens, or you just react to it, right? And he actually used to give us coins to keep in our pocket, and one side said react, and the other side said respond. Now, when you respond to things versus react to things, you're still in control. You are still in control of what happens next. So for me, I had to get to, okay, nothing's good or bad. I went back to my training that I knew in my head, right? So everything just is what it is. There's no good and bad. There just is what it is. And it's only bad if I draw an association to it. And so I'm like, but logging into my account is a lot less than it was before. You know, like, and if you've been through financial stress in your life, you know, that's like, can feel so negative. You know, it can feel so negative. And when you have a bigger bank account balance, you can feel like on top of the world, but it's a false sense of security. And for me, it was kind of like, okay, maybe I needed this lesson. You know, God was like, you need to listen to me, not these other people that are trying to give you signals or whatever. You know, like, listen to yourself, listen to your higher self. And I was trying to, like, okay, I got to find gratitude out of it. How do I make this good? Because if I can make it bad, I can make it good. So I'm thinking about this. All right, let's harvest the good. Well, one thing I harvested was there was money that was being sent to that wallet that I was trading on, and it didn't clear yet. So it was still there in just limbo. So that showed up. Boom, got some of my money back. I also was finding gratitude in the fact that I pulled profits out before. So I didn't lose everything. I also found gratitude in the fact that I didn't get a lot of other people in this trap when I was having a temporary greedy moment of FOMO, you know? And I'm like, I can risk it. I can risk it. I'll be fine. I'm just gonna take this little trade. It's gonna be no big deal. It literally spiraled so fast. So my gratitude was that wasn't responsible for anybody's losses that day. That honestly, because that would be hard for me to live with, to hurt other people. I can't deal with that. I hurt myself. I can deal with that. I whooped my own ass, really. And it was for my own good because God was saying, like, hello, like, you need to trust yourself. You need to trust me. Like, I got this. You know better. And so I'm trying to find the good out of it. I'm trying to find the lessons, okay, and what can I do differently, and how can I react differently, and how can I respond to the situation next time? Next time I get distracted, next time I'm feeling greedy, next time I'm feeling FOMO, understand you're never going to miss an opportunity. All the opportunities are there when the time is right. And I feel like I missed this, you know, buying opportunity when Bitcoin went to 100K. I was sitting out of the market because I don't normally take buys when it's high. I buy when it's low. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to miss it again. It's going from 100 now to 110. Like, well, let me get in on this second wave. The second wave never came because I was afraid to miss opportunity. You can't miss opportunity. There's never, you know what I mean? Because it always comes back around again. So if you have loss in your life, just know that there's more ahead. There's more good ahead, right? It's not like this is it and that's forever. Like, no, it comes back around, especially in trading too, because it's all in cycles. So you just have to have, you just wait and get prepared for the next moment because the next moment always comes. And so I had to just think to myself, all right, everything is. Bob Proctor taught me everything just is. Doesn't have to be bad. It can just be just what it is, right? And so now, you know, I'm looking at the charts a little bit differently. I have a new perspective. It altered the way that I look at things. I'm smarter now, right? I feel like the hardships in our life make us smarter. Every loss I've ever encountered in my life, all the bad things that's ever happened, or seemingly bad things that's ever happened to my life, really served me. And it sucks in the moment. And how you get yourself out of it is you got to take your mind off of it. I'm not saying just avoid reflecting. You have to do the reflecting. But emotionally, you have to put your emotions somewhere else. And it may feel like that's impossible, but it's not. The most important thing you have to do in times of turmoil is to pivot and find, reach for the good and find something good that you can just hold on to. Because that's the frequency that you want more of. Now, I do feel like you get tested along the way. It's like, all right, let me throw something bad at you and see if you fall for the trap. If you fall for the trap of getting your emotions thrown off to where now you're reacting instead of responding to life, that's the trap. That's the trap of the ego. Now you're getting sucked into the ego because now you're believing that that's more real than what you're actually creating, right? Like, I created that. I created that result in my life. And I don't, that may be hard to admit. You know, some people are like, well, I didn't create the fact that my car got repossessed. I didn't, you know, create the fact that my husband left me or whatever is going on, right? No, but you have to have the underlying belief that everything is working in harmony at all times, and everything is working for greater good. And so I know that that had to happen because, like, let's think about it like this. What if I had 1 million people in my group? I have 500 now. Okay, maybe it gets to 1,000, whatever. But what if I had 1 million people in there and I told them all to get in on a buy on a crazy, you know, signal, and they all lost all their life savings, 1 million people? Like, that would be catastrophic. I had to go through this now so that I would know what to look for in the future so that I can not only protect myself, but I can protect other people as well. Had to happen. Like, I can't go to the next level in my trading career if I don't have setbacks and experience that I can draw from. My strategy is very high risk, and this is the risk, you know? Now, there's a way to mitigate it, of course. And now I know what to do next time. And so it served me. It was a hard lesson, man. I'm not saying lessons are easy. They're not. Sometimes lessons are very hard. And sometimes they hurt. But you know what? The lessons that hurt the most, you remember forever. And so I'm grateful for that. So here's how you pivot. If you're sitting around with your emotions and you're like, man, this just happened, it does sometimes feel like you need to take a minute to process. So you can't avoid that, because that's not a healthy coping mechanism either, is just avoid it, pretend like it didn't happen. You can't do that. You still have to process. You still have to go through that reflection zone in your life, you know, when things happen that are not good. But after you've processed it and you've found where you can just spin some good out of there, like find some of the silver lining, then use that information to get yourself back on track. And even if it means taking a baby step forward instead of a leap, maybe you were leaping before and then you were completely halted, you have to get back into taking a baby step forward, even if it's uncomfortable, even if it doesn't feel like you can do it, you know, like you have to take a baby step forward and get yourself back into the zone that you know you belong in, where things are happier, where things are effortless and you're in the flow again. So for me, I know that, like, I have to just focus on the good no matter what. I have to focus on being grateful. I have to focus on, I can't waste my energy on anything that I don't want, period. You know, like, you ever see a kid that's like, just has it like in the middle of a tantrum? You know, they start crying, whatever, and you're trying to console them. And it's like nothing you're doing or saying is going to stop this kid from completing their tantrum. You know what I mean? Like, it's just too late. It's like, okay, well, let me just give you a minute, ride it out, do your thing. Like, you know, I have little kids. So I experience tantrums all the time. It's like nothing you can say. Even if you're in the middle of a tantrum, let me give you ice cream. Like, it doesn't matter. They're in the middle. And that would be a bad parenting move. But you know what I'm saying? Like, nothing you say or do can necessarily stop that kid in the middle of his disaster, right? And so that sometimes is just how it is. But you have to tell them and tell yourself, like, we're going to have a moment. We're going to feel this in all its ugliness. And then we're going to get up and we're going to leave. We're not going to park here. We're not going to park our emotions here. Because humans are have a whole spectrum of emotions. So, you cannot park and drop your bags off in any zone in that emotional range where it's going to manifest worse things for you. Okay? So like bad things happen, you're upset, you're feeling down, okay? Process it, feel it, and then say, now pivot. I'm going to pivot. I'm going to do something else. Get my mind off of it. Reset, recenter, refocus, and get on with it. My daughter was crying the other day, and I'm like, what are you upset about? And I'm like, don't stay there. Like, you feel your get your anger out, feel your emotions, and then get up and move. Don't stay there. Don't park there. Some people park there for years. Some people get into a down spin in life and they get stuck there. And they get stuck there because they had to get reset in some way, shape, or form because they were on not only necessarily on the wrong track, but maybe it was just a test, or something in their life. And instead of rising up and pushing forward, they stayed getting stuck. They got stuck in the middle of their emotional mess. And now they're on a cycle of repeating the same mistakes over and over and over again because they refuse to pivot their emotions. The moment you pivot your emotions, and that is when anything going on around you is happening you don't like, you can choose a positive feeling thought. You can choose a positive feeling emotion. You can choose that. You don't have to wait for something good to happen for your emotions to change. You can just create that within yourself. For instance, you just find something that always makes you happy. Find something that will lift your spirits. Go for a walk in nature. Take a bubble bath. Read a book. I don't know. Smoke a joint. That's what I do. Do something that's going to pivot you out of that state and into a better feeling zone. That's the most important thing when you're dealing with loss, is to master that pivot and master your mind, which is now to refocus still on your goal in your vision, even though it doesn't look like it's going to happen right now, or even if it's going to maybe now take even longer, right? Maybe it's going to be harder now, maybe. But just know that if you can refocus and pivot and move forward and get back in alignment, then things will actually happen much faster for you. If you can bounce back faster and get out of the negative zone quicker, because life brings you what you're in harmony with. And if you are in harmony with these sad feeling emotions, then you're going to attract more experiences like that to you. And that's not to freak you out, but just to bring awareness so that you know that when you are not controlling your emotion or emotional state of being, then you are going to manifest whatever signal you're sending out, right? So anyway, I really hope that this episode helped you guys in some way. I know that for myself, like, I am not exempt from having bad days. I'm not exempt from going through loss. I'm not exempt just because I've reached, what people consider success. I definitely am a human being that goes through all the same things that you guys go through all the time. And I just know from experience that the faster you move forward, the better it's going to be. And guess what? It's usually when you experience loss in your life, it's usually a small pullback compared to what's ahead. And just like a slingshot, you got to be pulled backwards sometimes in order to launch forward. So if you want to be launched forward, then understand that there is sometimes a pullback. Anytime there's a dip in Bitcoin, it usually then goes skyrocketing to the roof. So just know that there are great things ahead. There is good still left in your life. And that even if it feels like you're in a dark tunnel, there is light at the end of it. And to hold on to the hope and stay focused on your goals and your vision, keep your head down and don't let your emotions get trapped in the loss or the circumstances around you, because truthfully, the creation that you see around you is coming from within you, and you are always in control of that. You're not in control of exactly how things are going to manifest, but however long from now, 2 years from now, 2 months from now, you're going to look back on this experience and be able to find so much good that came out of it. You'll be able to find lessons that are going to be important for you in some way, shape, or in, form in your life. Because everything doesn't happen to us, it happens for us. Even the bad stuff. The bad stuff that feels like it just sucks, it's for us. Everything is for us. And we live in this loving universal environment where we are always supported, we're always loved, and no matter what's going on around us, we still have that as our center and can depend on that to create bigger, better, and more exciting and uplifting and happy things in our life. So thank you guys for hopping on and listening and tuning in. I am Jenna Zweigel, and I'll see you guys on the next episode.
We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.